You're listening to the Who Cares News for Monday, January 6th, 2020. The Who Cares News is a member of the Mouthful Media Podcast Network.
It's not fake news. It's not breaking news. In fact, it's news you couldn't care less about. It's the Who Cares News with your hosts, Van Camp and Morgan.
Hey, good Morgan.
Good morning. Woo, here we are.
Here we are. Welcome back, by the way.
Yeah, you too.
2% of people say they don't take down their Christmas tree until February or later. Is Christmas tree still up in your house?
It is.
I should have guessed that.
Of course.
Do you take it down? Did your husband take it down? Did the kids take it down? What's the deal?
Just like putting it up, taking it down, I'm not really allowed to touch it unless he says so. If he says he wants help taking it down, I'm there.
You're there, but no. Now, do you have a real tree or a fake tree?
It's a fake tree.
So you don't have to worry about putting it out on the curb or it drying out and becoming a fire hazard.
Well, I did see something, though, that if you have a real tree, donate it to like a goat farm.
Yeah, because they like, I don't know, they compost them or something like that.
Them.
Oh, they goats like to eat them, huh?
I guess I saw it on the
dried needles and all. According to a new survey, 37% say they get rid of the tree the first week of January.
I use the 12th day of Christmas as an excuse.
Wasn't that just like this last weekend?
I think it was yesterday or day before yesterday or something on the 5th.
Also, 4%, and I know a person does this, 4% of the people get rid of their tree on Christmas. It's out of there.
I have a relative who does that. I don't understand
it. I can't believe it because
By the time she goes to bed on Christmas Day,
it's done.
Gone. Everything's gone. Yep.
Down. Out. All right. Well, we're back. Your Christmas tree's still up. We're going to take bets on whether or not you leave it up till February. February's only 3 weeks away.
That's up to my husband. I'm ready to put away. I'm ready to put away some stuff.
Okay. But not necessarily the tree.
The tree is probably the last thing that will be put away.
Maybe I'll have a little conversation with your old man. All right, we're back. It's time for the Who Cares News. I'm sure you've got plenty to talk about today.
Oh, sure.
What's up?
Hey, People Magazine says Lori Loughlin. I love this story. And her husband, Massimo Giannulli.
Yeah.
They have supposedly, and I'm seeing it all over the place, so it must be true.
It must be true.
Because it's on the internet.
It's on the internet.
They hired an expert, a prison consultant.
A what?
Yes. To explain prison life to them. So they don't do the wrong thing, you know, like get shanked or become someone's bitch. Yeah.
Because I think they're preparing for the day that they're going to go to prison. Not that that's been.
Well, they're innocent, you know.
Till proven guilty. I'll take that.
Now, source is quoted to say, prison is a very different world than Hollywood. And Lori is just trying to be prepared. She's preparing for the worst. But hoping for the best, unquote.
Look, she is not going to go to any hard prison. She's not going to be like Orange is the New Black kind of thing.
Of course not.
She's going to go to like a minimum security thing. She's going to be, you know, picnic tables. She's not going to serve her full term. If she goes.
You
know, that hasn't been decided yet.
I think she will.
I think she's going. We're going to have to start a pool.
She's had a chance.
We're going to have to start a pool here at the Big Boss Show.
Why? We both think she's going to go.
Big Boss Podcast. Yeah, but for the listener could get in on this.
All right, so here's more.
Oh, God.
Wait, there's more.
Wait, there's more.
Radar Online says Lori is taking things even further. She's knuckling down, learning the lingo and practicing martial arts to give off the impression that she's tough and to ward off potential bullies.
Hey, Lori, don't get caught by yourself in the laundry room, okay? I'm just saying that's a bad place to be by yourself.
Now, meanwhile, back at the ranch,
being
no stranger to life on the inside, Martha Stewart offered up a little advice for Lori.
And that was?
She says, now don't let people on the inside know you're purposely training to protect yourself. It's only going to end worse once you're on the inside.
Well, yeah, no kidding.
It's too late for that.
It's too late. Yeah, it's out there.
It's out there.
It's out there.
Too bad, Aunt Becky. It's getting exciting.
Exciting and new.
Well, finally, something's happening. It just got boring after a while.
Yeah,
so finally, she's doing something that entertains me.
And that's what this is all about, Morgan.
That is exactly what this is all about.
It's all about you.
Of course.
All about you.
It seems Rod Stewart's holiday break with six of his eight kids wasn't exactly quiet and serene.
Six of his eight kids, huh?
Yeah, he hasn't beat Eddie Murphy yet.
Yeah, no, Eddie's got 10.
How many does Mick Jagger have?
I don't think he. I think he's lost count.
So did.
He's got grandkids that are older than his new kid, or younger than his new kid,
right?
Yeah, or something like that.
I know what you're saying.
He's got a new kid that's older than his grandkids.
Well, apparently Rod and his eldest son, Sean, they were allegedly involved in some sort of altercation on New Year's Eve in Palm Beach.
That's great. Yeah. This is what happens when you take your kid out and you get drunk.
Now, according to the police report, Rod and Sean, they're part of a group that became agitated. That's the word, agitated. After they weren't allowed into a private event being held at a resort in Palm Beach.
Jeez.
They should have.
I mean,
not that they should have.
Is he relevant anymore? I don't know. I got to ask.
Not really.
Not really. No. He's just Rod Stewart. No. I mean, you know, yeah.
He's Rod Stewart.
He's Sir Roderick Stewart.
Rod Stewart will always be relevant in our world.
Yeah,
because he's Rod Stewart.
Yeah, I know. Yeah, that's true.
But is a modern day.
Maybe the guy
there?
Holding the clipboard didn't recognize him.
I don't know.
I'm thinking that might possibly be it. Rod who? Never heard of you.
Well,
it's like, hey,
it doesn't matter now.
Clipboard guy, you're fired, right?
You're fired. It doesn't matter now. The little ship sailed into the rough seas.
Oh, no. What happened? The rough seas.
Now, allegedly.
Yeah.
This Rod Stewart group.
Mm-hmm.
They began to get loud and cause a scene.
Of course it is.
And then the police report, it says that Sean shoved a security guard.
No, really?
And then.
No, wait, there's more.
There is. It says, allegedly, that Rod punched the guard, striking him in the left rib cage area.
Ouch. That just made my side hurt a little bit. How about you?
No.
It did me. It's like, wow, I can just like feel that now.
Reportedly, no one was injured. And everyone apologized.
How do you not injure somebody when you sucker punch him in the gut?
Rod Stewart's kind of little.
He's not that little.
And maybe he was drunk.
He might have been.
So it was probably just a graze.
Okay.
All right. I'm Rod Stewart.
I don't know if this is going to end well because he's got deep pockets.
Now, everyone apologized.
Oh, they did? Yes. Well, like good Englishmen do.
They apologized, but
yeah.
Rod and Sean have been ordered to appear in court on February the 5th.
You know who I wouldn't want to get sucker punched by?
The Rock?
Halle Berry. I would not want to get sucker punched by. No, I don't want it. She should love me, not hurt me.
She'd knock your lights out.
She sure would.
She'd cold cock
you.
She
scares the crap out of me. I don't know how to come back from that. Totally lost.
Your mind is going in all different directions, isn't it?
It sure is. All right, we're going to do this again tomorrow. Thank you for joining us, and Happy New Year!
Happy New Year.
See you tomorrow, and
that's all the news you could care less about for today.
Subscribe to the Who Cares News and never miss an episode. We're on iTunes, Stitcher Radio, iHeartRadio, or anywhere fine podcasts are heard. And check us out on Facebook, too. You can listen to our live broadcast every weekday at 8:45 a.m. Pacific on BossBossRadio.com.
That's a mouthful.